Okay, so first things first, my allergies are acting up, so this might be profoundly unsexy. I have probably like all of you stopped listening by this point. At least 60%, I'm gonna say, of y'all clicked away. That's what I would imagine, my voice sounding the way it is. But if you stuck around, hi, hello. I am impropriety. I'm high as a fucking kite, and I'm dripping. And I think I broke my clit. It's so fucking sensitive now. Like, let's see how quick I come, okay? All right, okay, I'm gonna stop touching. So I'm dipping my finger in, just get a little of that wetness. I'm in the bathtub, so it's gonna wash away immediately. But now I'm just hardly any pressure at all. Oh my God. Just enough to where I can move my finger along it, just up and down my little clit. I should have looked at the time. Fuck, I fucked it up. Okay. I'm gonna look at like the time in the recording, and I'm gonna see how long it takes me to come. Okay. All right, so I have to calm down again. Fuck me. All right, okay, so the recording is now at 2:35, and I'm just up and down. I just came in 25 seconds. Oh my God. It's so fucking swollen and aching all the time. Like, it doesn't matter if I edge and don't come. It doesn't matter if I come too much. I'm so needy for you. Oh. You know, all this talk and thinking and touching, and all it does is make it worse. There's no cure for this. I'm just a fucking cunt. An empty cunt. Can't ever fucking get enough. Anyway, what set me off was I was high and I was thinking about why do I like to call you daddy? Instead of, master or sir. Yes, sir. Yes, miss. Yeah, I mean, clearly, ultimately, I want to end up with a, you know, a master. I don't want to be in charge. I don't trust myself. I don't know if I'm smart and insightful, or if I'm stupid. Everyone around me just feels sorry for me. I don't know, people indulge me, they do. I know they do. Even when I don't want them to. It makes me uncomfortable. That it's like no one believes that I'm capable of it. So they spring to it. So I don't fucking know if I'm capable of it. Because I want to be nice. I don't want to say no. But, right, off on a tangent. The reason I like calling you daddy is because it reminds me, you know, who knows best? Daddy. And who's doing it for your own good? It's daddy. Who can you trust? Even if it hurts. Even if it makes no sense, even if it seems unpleasant or harmful, even if you're worried that it's bad for you, no, you trust. It's good for you because daddy said. Helps me let go of those inhibitions and fears and anxieties. To call you daddy. I mean, you know, master knows best too, and sir knows best, but master, you also trust with no hesitation. Because he's mastered you. But the connotation's slightly different. And I enjoy both of those, and eventually I would like a relationship with someone where I use those terms interchangeably. But sir also has its place, of course, but the reason, like, say I don't want a sir, you know, I want a daddy, I want a master, a sir I don't trust as much, because a sir reminds me of a boss-employee relationship. And in that relationship, it feels more adversarial. Both the boss and the employee they're not looking out for each other, they're looking out for themselves. They're looking out for their own best interest. And I don't want to look out for my own best interest. I want to put that trust in my best interest in daddy and master, who will be one in the same, ideally. I mean, unless master wants to share me. I don't want to make those decisions. Make myself come again. See how long this takes. Okay, we are at 9:37. Okay. It's a little more difficult because I'm in the bathtub and So 9:37 to 9:53 is 16 seconds, Daddy. Look what I can do. Eventually. And until I have that, I'm gonna have everything else.